leaving the African jungles on the other side of the record and returning to our own land, we find a creature which rushes through the cities and the country, frightening the natives, maiming and wounding them, and at times even killing them. It can hardly be called an animal, but its palpitating energy and its familiar cry make it seem a living thing. I will attempt the call of the touring car to its young. And the answer? We now seek the great railroad station to purchase a ticket for a much smaller community. We listen for the characteristic cry of the queer bird who is there to tell us when we are to board our train. Imitation. All aboard for our building, board, sing sad, fall and bang, sing sad, fight, fight, fall dead and be lost. Train on, track, burn, all aboard. And after having heard this, we go to the Information Bureau to find out what the blue bird with the brass buttons has just said and ascertain that our train is indeed waiting for us. So we board it, and from the busy marks of trade, we visit the small village or hamlet and discover a familiar voice, the town pump. A brief description, if you have never met one, will perhaps not be amiss. There is a caudal appendage or handle protruding from one side near the top, and a spout on the opposite side further down, and we will suppose that an intelligent native, if such there be, approaches and, placing a bucket under the spout, grasps the handle and first elevates it and then depresses it in reciprocal succession with scientific accuracy and mechanical precision. The pump performs its intended duty and we hear its voice. Water comes from the spout. So he fills the glass and drinks and picks up his bucket of water and goes away and leaves us dry. And we, those of us who care to, assuage our thirst upon meeting an old friend, a bottle of grape juice. He removes his cap and bows. And now, my friends of the Victor Club, here's your very good health.